Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
How you doing? I'm boxing's favorite boxer, Jalen Renaud. That's the main man, Matty C. And we are on the same show, but we tweaked it a little bit, switched the name. It's no longer Box with Me and Matty C. Now we're about to go 15 rounds. Like, are you ready to go? We're about to go 15 rounds with Nicole Belouise. Here we go. How you doing? How you doing after that big win, girl?
I'm doing great. Feeling good. Feeling ready for whatever's coming next.
She's my God. Champ. WBC champ took everything over. Knockout, went to sleep. That's what I'm talking about. You feel me? We're like, hold on, round of applause real quick. Did you think?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That was that eighth round. Oh my goodness. La Cobra, you were chopping that girl down. She almost didn't have some ribs after that.
Yeah. That was the plan. That was the goal. He's like, my dad said, which is my coach, was like, if you want to make a statement, you got to make it now. Like, this is your round. You got to go. And that's exactly what I did.
Oh, hell yeah, you did. Hell yeah.
Definitely made a statement.
Yeah.
Oh, so that with that, you know, I remember the last time we talked, you know, your last opponent, Maria Diaz, you know, you weren't satisfied with that win because it was so short. With this one, did you feel a lot better with this fight?
For sure. A lot of people thought I was going to have a problem with her. It was going to be a tough fighter just because she was a former world champion, bantamweight division world champion, the IBF. She actually just lost her title to Ebony Bridges last year. So she defended that title seven times. Nobody has ever knocked her out, stopped her. So I kept hearing people saying it was going to be a tough fight. And actually, to be honest, my dad thought so too. I thought so too. The girl, I mean, we seen her fights and I'm like, okay, this girl could fight, you know? So we had a plan and we went out there and we did what we trained for and we stuck with the plan and it worked. Nobody has stopped her before. I was the first one in her entire career.
Hell yeah.
I'm very, very satisfied.
As you should be. Made a statement, came out blazing, snatched the belt, you feel me? Took everything. So now that you know what I mean, you don't really stomped your mud, your ground, your feet into your weight class. What is your next step? What you got your focus on? Because now I know like the way I move, once I achieve one goal, you know what I mean? Like, I'm focused on the next one. Like, I did this now. This is what I want. Like, I want you.
Well, yes. So, look, I wanted to conquer the 115-pound division. I've tried, and I feel like this past year and a half, it hasn't gone anywhere. So with this fight that just happened, I'm ready to conquer the 118-pound division. So that's what I'm working for next. And staying active and just working towards that 118 to get ranked on that division and fighting with whomever champion they got.
Respect that. Trying to take over another weight class. That's what's up.
So you were telling me like about, you know, you wanted to clear the slate of the super flyweights. And are you getting your call has been forwarded to this certain person all the time? Like, it seems like when you try to pick a fight, they don't want it.
Exactly. It's been like that. It's really, really been like that. We've already called the WBA champion. The only one that had said, yes, I want to fight you is the current absolute champion on the WBC, which she's ready for it. Just that it's kind of more politics and promotional issues in there. But she's the only one that says, yes, you know, the other ones is like, oh, I'm hurt. Oh, I already took another fight. Or, you know, it's just always an excuse. And it's like, okay, like you guys say you would fight me next. I'm mandatory next, but you guys are defending it with somebody that's not even ranked or next on the line. How are you guys defending the title? But I guess, you know, I don't know. I guess money talks.
Oh, no, that's not some punk. That's not some punk shit.
Yeah.
That's not even mad. Like, you gotta, the champions gotta fight the best. And that's low key what's kind of wrong with boxing right now. The champions either fight near to the best or someone that shouldn't be in that. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. I don't think if I'm the champion, I don't think I will be satisfied fighting somebody that is not ranked. I want to fight with whoever's the best. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
To make the statement.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't want to be a paper champion, how they call it. I want to be the best. So
be the champ,
that's
champ.
What's happening. Yeah, champ.
Pardon my French, but how many fucking times have I said that you should be on a top ranked card? Now, like, say if, like, because right now, like, I in your division, I haven't seen even in an undercard of a fight, you know, they had that strawweight card where it was an all women's card on ESPN, and all of it was a strawweight fight and a couple of, like, you know, prospect fights. So,
yeah,
well, it's like, what about? I mean, you have the resume to be on Top Rank or Showtime.
Yes. I don't know what's missing. We're actually working on that now. So, like I told my brother, my dad, you know, we're actually saying we want to stay active. So we're going to kind of push more for that. And hopefully we could get to one of those big cards so people could see, you know, what's a real woman fighting out there.
You know what it is?
They want to see power. I got power. They want to
see
entertainment.
Scared.
I got it.
They're scared. You got to let them know. You got to let the world know they're scared to get in the ring with you. Don't give them no chops or nothing because they're scared. They're scary. That'll let them all know this.
Man. I don't want to say it, though. I want to show it to them, you know? I want them to see. Like, I want to prove myself. Like, I'm not no talk. Like, I got it, you know? I got it. Let me show you guys. Yeah.
I've seen you, but DAZN commentators no good. DAZN commentators are the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. You gotta understand that when it comes to like someone doing commentary, you feel me? Like, it's their point of view.
Yes.
So like, their point of view ain't gonna be the same as my point of view, your point of view. They're seeing the fight from a completely different angle than we're seeing it. We got the best view. We got, like, the bird's eye view. They're, like, they're here, but they don't really get to see what's going on that side, or on that side, or on that side. They got ropes in front of them and stuff. We got, like, a good angle of this. So everything they're saying, like, we seeing homie slip shots and boom, 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 boom. They see his back, and they just seen his head rock like this. So to them, that punch landed. You know what I mean? So that's why sometimes, like, depending on who's commentating, you got to turn that down a little bit and just really watch the fight, because they will sway you if you listen. You know what I mean? They'll sway you into thinking that something else is happening when not actuality, like, homie getting spanked and you don't even realize it. You feel me? Your perception is everything. And when they start talking and not saying they're saying the wrong thing because they just seeing what they see, but when they start talking and they bring you down that rabbit hole, sometimes they switch your whole mind frame about how a boxing match is going. I had to rewatch Dante Wilder versus Tyson Fury 1 because, yo, Dante Wilder, like, didn't really win a round. Like, it was no draw.
At least with I didn't listen to any of the commentary for Lomachenko and Haney. I mean, so, I mean, you've been asked that question a million times, I'm sure, Lakota. Like, who do you think won that fight?
Who, Lomachenko with Haney?
Yeah.
I really didn't see the fight. I was looking at it through somebody recording it on, you know? I was actually, I didn't really get to see it. With what I had seen, it could have really been, I seen Loma win, and then I seen Haney win, and then I seen it could have easily gone a draw. I mean, it was hard. It was hard. Because if I sit there and say, hey, I'm going to go for Loma, and I'm just looking at Loma fighting, I'll be like, Loma won. But then if I say, hey, I'm going for Haney, and I'm watching what Haney's doing, I'm just watching Haney, and I could say, I feel that Haney won. You know, so it's really hard. I can't tell you. Who do you think won?
Honestly, I think Lomachenko won. And, I mean, Haney did some certain things, but I think Loma had that little bit of an edge. Not by much, but he had the edge.
I think he had a lot of heart in there. And I think that he was throwing enough punches to at least got in that draw and not a lost.
What do you think, Jalen?
I personally think that Lomachenko clearly won. I feel like when you're landing combinations to a jab here and a right hand here, you know what I mean? Like, Haney, the reason I say Haney, I don't feel like Haney could have won the fight because, like, Haney was doing all right. He was, but, like, a jab is not the same as a bing, bing, bing. One right hand is not the same as a jab. Right hand, hook to the body. And that's what Loma was landing. When Loma was landing his hands go, Loma was landing in combos. On top of, like, he was also throwing his jab. You know what I mean? Also throwing little oop, oop, right hands. And they were also landing. Devin wasn't throwing combinations like that. And he could tell he was lost in the fight. He didn't know what to do. He you know what I mean? And he was at a point where he was like, damn, where are we going with this? How am I about to move with this? I say the best they should have did was give it a draw. You know what I mean? That's like I spit in his face. But to give anyone a win, Lomo won that. I watched that fight like 14 times. I'd be arguing with people all the time. I watched that fight bad times.
I think I'm going to have to sit there and watch it myself again.
You do.
You got it. Yeah.
You do. I feel real bad for Lomo. I keep watching it. I don't feel like there's a way you can give it to Devin Haney. Like, Devin Haney, he did all right. Like, he didn't get his ass whooped. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, he didn't get, like, fucked up or nothing. But he just didn't do nothing, honestly. He kind of was just, he survived it. He didn't get beat up. But Loma was the man in there. They fought when he wanted to fight. They rested when he wanted to rest. You know what I mean? They went where he wanted to go. There was never a point in that fight where he was like, all right, Devin Haney's doing something. The entire fight was Loma. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All the highlights that you're really going to watch is going to be Loma. Like, Devin Haney had a couple shots. You know what I mean? Landed good uppercuts, landed a boom, boom combination here and there. But, like, he didn't really do nothing. And I thought Devin Haney was gonna sweep him. I was gonna wash him. And Lomo's little mighty mouse ass came to fight. Yo.
No, yeah, he had a lot of heart in there.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
You know what I seen as well? Haney didn't seem so sure once he was going back to his dad to the corner round after round after round. He, you know, us as boxers, you know this, if you feel it when you're like, okay, I'm good, or damn, it's too close. Or, you know?
Yeah.
If
I'm feeling good, I'm cracking jokes in the corner. You feel me? I'm getting yelled at to pay attention because I'm like, we got this. When I'm nervous, I'm not going to talk because I need to listen, but mm-hmm. I'm not talking because I feel like I'm losing. So what do we got to do to turn this around?
Focus, yeah. Focus and listen.
But, I mean, you got to look at it too. Like, the Berlanga fight the other night with Quigley. He wasn't listening to shit. Like, you heard his corner. He wasn't listening to anything. And Berlanga, he should have, like, I know he knocked the guy down in the third round. I think it was an accidental slip in the fifth round. And then the 12th, he just annihilated him. But I was very disappointed in Berlanga's thing. But I think if that kid Quigley survived the championship rounds, I think he would have won, but they still would have gave it to Berlanga. And that's a kind of a problem with boxing too for me, is like, you know, for example, when Tony Weeks was the ref for Cooley. Was it Cooley? No, what's his name? The guy who got his he got the title and he fought that 40-year-old guy, the old man.
Raping Rolly Romero?
Yeah. Rolly, I'm sorry, Rolly. Tony Weeks.
No, hold on. My bad. What did you call him though?
I said Cooley by accident. Rolly, Cooley, same thing.
Rolly.
Yo, I was lost for a minute. I was like, Cooley, bro.
I know, me too. I was like,
No, but again, what I'm saying is, bro, like, Tony Weeks took that title away from a man who was clearly winning that fight, and Rolly pushed off, and he says, no, it's over. Like, so that's what's aggravating me about referees calling fights early or judges being wrong in certain parts of fighting, and that's happened a couple months now.
Well, you know which fight too, which I didn't really agree on, was the Munguia versus Jaime Munguia. They just fought, I think, like 2 weeks ago under Golden Boy Promotions. Jaime Munguia with someone from the Ukraine. Did you guys watch that fight? They were fighting for the WBC Silver Champ. WBC Silver Championship.
I didn't get to watch all of that fight. I watched the first four rounds and I had to go to work.
Oh, yeah. That fight, I was just like, what? Like, they just gave it to Jaime Munguia and the dude fought just like Lomachenko. He was just giving him, did you get to see the no, you didn't.
Go back and watch that fight.
Yeah. Go back and watch that fight. Munguia was hurt in a couple of rounds. He didn't know what he was doing. Munguia did knock him out on the 12th round. He got back up and survived it. But that's all he did, the 12th round. And they gave it to Munguia.
You know what? There's been a lot of bad decisions lately. You saw Rashidi Ellis versus, what's that big guy's name? It begins with a V, bro. His last name is with a V. I think he's Mexican, too. Dang, I'm going to have to Google this. It's not bothering me. It's like Vincent or Villinson. I can't pronounce his name. I'm gonna have to go back and look for it. But he just beat Rashidi Ellis. He brought the fight Boots Ennis. I don't think he beat Rashidi Ellis. I feel like Rashidi pretty much outboxed him for 10 rounds, got dropped, got back up, continued to win the fight, and then lost. I don't get it. You know what I mean? It's crazy. And even yesterday, I thought they was going to rob the Puerto Rican dude that fought Jahar Tucker. I thought they was going to rob the hell out of him. And dude came home with the victory, judges. Jahar took his first loss, which was crazy. But I thought they was going to take it from him. Yeah, these little wild-ass decisions been going a little crazy lately.
Yeah.
That's like Big Baby Anderson. I wasn't impressed with him last night, main event. I wasn't impressed at all.
I fell asleep.
I did not wide awake, bro.
I didn't watch any fights.
After Tyler McCurry fought, I fell asleep. Which
now there was just a big fight with Marv Nation, wasn't there? There was a huge one. The Vargases, right? That those two. Or is that still another point?
Yeah, they're still not fighting for big titles or anything like that.
Oh, I thought they were fighting for some sort of title.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that is...
I got a question for you. What did you think about Gotti versus Mayweather?
Oh, Jesus.
What did you think about the aftermath?
Who, me?
Yeah, it's the Cobra. I already know what Maddie does.
I don't remember that fight.
You don't remember the big brawl they had after the match?
No.
You didn't watch that?
I don't think I did.
So
I would have remembered. No.
We're gonna have to start sending you current event clips and stuff. Yeah.
So quick off is Gotti got waived. And he wasn't feeling that. So he was like, nope, I'm going to keep fighting. I don't care. He waved it off. He went after Mayweather. It's both teams went after
Mayweather. You got to tell why it got waved off, bro. Mayweather was whooping Gotti's ass. Mm-hmm. Like embarrassingly. So Gotti started running his mouth. So they talking shit back and forth. But now Gotti's holding and hitting and like not listening to the ref. Ref got sick of it, called it off. Gotti looked at him like, what? Nah, and then Mayweather was like, yo, chill, don't call it off. What are you doing? People paid those steel spike. Gotti's mad now because now he just got stopped. So he attacked Mayweather after the ref called it off. And then all Mayweather's posse hopped in the ring. Then all of this dude's posse hopped in the ring. Then they was fighting in the ring, fighting outside the ring. There was a brawl in the parking lot. Hernandez went around beating people up. It was crazy.
What? No. Hey,
you know what? Mayweather did the same thing when he got a illegal punch to him, and Floyd and his father came in. He started beating the shit out of people in the ring back in the day. Like,
with Judah, right?
Remember that early in his career?
He was fighting Judah, right?
Yeah, Zab Judah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. If he was my son, if that would do that to him, I would have jumped in the ring and did the same thing. But I think it was Roger Mayweather that hopped in the ring and got beat up.
Oh, I thought it was Floyd's senior.
I think he was in jail when that happened. Floyd Senior was in jail for a long time. Floyd Senior, cool as hell.
That's crazy.
So, La Cobra, like, what is so now that like the pieces are starting to come together and you're like kind of camping with your team, like, what is it you want for right now? I know me and you are discussing, like, you know, now your boy's fighting, like, you want to take a little break from fighting for a little bit and concentrate on his career?
No. There's no break for me until I retire. So no breaking for me. So right now for me, I want to stay as active as possible. So yes, active as possible. My son, I am focusing on his little amateur career, but he's tagging along with me and my camp. So whatever I do, whatever I work on, this kid is doing it as well. So there's no, you know, there's no in between. I go out for sparring. He's coming with me. And we make sure that the day I spar, he spars that day too with the same. So he's just tagging along with my camp and my team.
Same regimen.
Love that. Does he want to spar with mom?
We do spar. I want to do some. Yeah. When we spar at the gym, people just love it because we go at it. This kid fights at 115, but he's taller than me and he's strong. Like, he's a strong kid. So I have to really think when I'm throwing my punches so I don't get caught with any of his punches. So yeah, one of these days I'm going to record it and make it real. It's going to be pretty cool. We love it.
Record it and make it real and then put it on TikTok and be like, when you have a dispute with your mom about the dishes.
For real. That's a good one.
I'll give you permission to steal that one.
All right, cool. Yeah, no, yeah, this kid is amazing.
So Maddie, she got her little one training. What's up? We're gonna have Sadie training soon. We're gonna have her hands lethal.
Well, it sounds like I got two gyms. I got one in Springfield and I got one in Los Angeles. So I think I'm good. I think I got two good people that can help her spar and become a champ, I think.
Facts. Facts. Okay. So
yeah.
All right, so with the landscape going on, how it's going on in boxing in general, because there's starting to be a lot of big fights are starting to get made. You know what I mean? Like the 135-pound division is getting cleaned up. The welterweight division, we finally about to get Spence and Crawford. That's getting cleaned up. You know what I mean? My man, I can't pronounce that boy's name. You know, begins with a T. He's about to fight Charlo. You know who I'm talking about, right? I can't say his name, bro. I cannot pronounce it. I'm gonna butcher it. I'll try it, but y'all can't make fun of me.
Go try it.
Try it. Is he the Russian guy?
Yeah, the Russian guy.
Is it Cherisenko?
I don't know, bro. We gotta do our homework better. Yo, but they're gonna have their fight. Everything is coming along. Corsa Shields is calling out Shorty that she beat Lash. They're trying to do it again, but it's time in America, in Detroit.
I heard that.
With everything going down, like, what do you think? Like, this is an exciting time to be a boxing fan, or are you feeling like shit should have been happened?
I think it should have been happened. I think it should have been happened.
Yeah. I mean, at least the very least, Crawford and Spence should have been happened.
That's past due.
Oh, yeah.
That's way past due.
Yo, yeah. No disrespect to Crawford or Spence, but am I the only one that be looking at them like when they're having their little like back and forth and like they look like old dads from like the 70s?
I never looked at it that way.
Yo, with the fros and everything, like they look like Muhammad Ali's dad, how they used to dress and how they used to like rock and everything. Like
what? Yeah, I never really paid attention or looked at it that way.
I just see an old 70s dude, like they about to pop up, or like the dude from the 80s, old as hell.
Now that I say that too, now that because you talk about Clarissa Shields, Jalen, did you watch that fight, LaCobra?
What was the Clarissa and who?
That woman who
Marshall?
Was no, not Marshall. The one who
the last one?
Fought. She was a German fighter. She was ranked number one. They fought in Detroit.
Jab right hand.
Oh my god! No, it literally LaCobra. It was jab, jab, overhand right. Jab, jab, overhand right. I was like, where's the defense in this? Like. I was very disappointed. I was like, Clarissa Shields is a beast. Don't get me wrong. If she needs to throw down, she does. But it seemed like this other girl just did not want to fight. She just jab, jab, overhand right. I mean.
Can I tell you something, Maddie? When you're fighting.
I'm not a boxer. Shut up.
No, that's not what I'm going to say. Damn. When you're fighting someone with the aura of Clarissa Shields, sometimes you're beat before you get in the ring. You know what I mean? It takes your mental out. So like she'll hit you with something and it's not even nothing crazy. But to you, that's Clarissa Shields. She's a crazy puncher. Oh my gosh, she's a gold medalist. Bam, ow, that hurts so much. And in actuality, it didn't really do nothing to you. It's a mental. So honestly, what probably happened is Shorty that she was fighting just didn't have a strong mental. Some people, they talk themselves into it. Some people just have it, and some people just don't. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I feel like that's probably what happened. Because, I love watching Clarissa Shields, even though she's kind of mean. I love watching Clarissa Shields. You know what I mean? She's a great fighter. But I don't feel like she don't got that kind of power. And the way Shorty was just kind of like, curling up like
on the ropes, on the ropes.
Yeah, you could tell she didn't come here to win. She didn't think she could win,
so she was defeated before the fight.
Yeah, she had lost before the music played. You know what I mean? She lost in, when she signed the contract. If you signed a contract thinking you're gonna lose, you lost the fight already.
Yeah. And she fight on weak notice too.
Did she?
Yeah, no, the opponent dropped out. The original opponent dropped out.
She was supposed to fight that Cause nah, the original opponent got hit with steroids, and then she was supposed to fight the Mexican Olympian, I think. She was undefeated. I think she was ranked number one, and then she dropped out.
So the fight we're talking about right now, who did? Because I don't know what fight. Who's the one that was against the ropes and just who's that fighter?
She's from Germany.
Germany.
Yeah, she was from Germany.
She took it on a week's notice. I cannot remember Shorty's name, but that makes sense now. I didn't realize she took that fight on a week's notice. Damn. Yeah, she took that for the money.
Because Hannah Gabrus is the one that was on steroids, right? Or was that another one?
I think she was the one that was on steroids.
And then, but Clarissa also just fought Maricela Cornejo, right? On a 9-day notice. That's why I got confused.
Maddie, you're confusing me. She might be right.
And she's a Mexican fighter. She's not from Germany.
Oh, no.
I think that's the one that was throwing the jab, and then that's it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're wrong,
Maddie. She is Mexican. I'm sorry.
Right? Okay, yeah.
Maricela Romero.
Yes.
Wait, hold up. So I'm super confused. So who's the German?
I don't think there's German here.
I thought she was the number one. So right here it says she's ranked three. Maricela.
Yeah, that's the one she just fought in Detroit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I watched that fight. Yes.
But did you see Clarissa's repetitive motion of jab, jab, overhand, right?
If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
There was no fixing that. She was getting close to the girl was getting close to her, and she just froze, and Clarissa just threw body.
As long as you win, it don't matter how you look.
Facts.
Honestly, as long as you go home with the W and you clearly won, you can look like stir fried monkey shit. As long as you win, that's all that matters. As long as you got your hand up at the end of the fight. Bell ring, 12 rounds, 6 rounds, 4 rounds, 2 rounds, 1 round, whatever. You better win.
Yeah. She came out with the win.
And how cool is it to wear that shirt and you're like, damn, you know what? I'm WBC right here. I can't touch this.
That feels good. It's good.
Look at her. Good. She's like, yo. Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
I feel like that would be such a disrespect thing for a fan to wear something like that. You have to earn that shirt or the cool hat and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they do put it out there for people to buy, but I mean that's just them. But yeah. I think like this one, because they give it to us, you know, when we win the title, it's given. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's maybe different. They should put something different on the shirts as well.
Better question. Where do you put your title belt?
What?
where do you hang it up at your house?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Just froze. I can hear you now.
I can hear you.
Oh,
Maddie.
Yeah.
Is it him?
I think.
He froze, and I can hear Maddie's you.
Yeah, Maddie's freezing. Am I moving? Can you see?
Yeah, I can see you moving.
Okay. All right, good. We looked a while moving our heads and shit.
I was like, wait, what? It was going too fast. Okay,
I'm back. I apologize. I don't know what happened.
You're still kind of breaking up.
Am I good now?
Keep talking.
Can you hear me?
Do the bobble in the head? Yeah, I can hear you. No, you're good.
Boom, we back to normal.
What was the answer to the question?
I couldn't even hear it, and you were breaking up.
I was saying, where do you hold your belt at your house? Like, where's the spot?
Wait, hold on, can I guess?
Huh?
Can I guess?
Yes, go ahead.
You got a trophy case and it's in the living room. Like a belt case.
No. So I have a trophy kind of case in the garage where I have my amateur belts, the GBO belt that I won and some other stuff in there. But my belt, the WBC, the gold one, I have it here in my living room. But it's not enough. It's not enough. Nothing fancy. I just have it
there. You got to look what I got, guys.
It's a good icebreaker at a party.
My kids be like, man, mom, you act like it's just nothing. You just have it here and there. But it's like,
I mean, honestly, I don't blame you. If I had a belt, I'm just going to wear it all the time. I'm going to have it around me like this.
Because
just look, how you got the shirt. I'm going to have it like that, like boop.
Right? Well, I don't really carry it, but I try. Like, every time I go to events, they tell me, hey, bring your belt. And I tend to forget it all the time. So I have it right by my door and the little thing right there. Like, it's, like, I mean, it's set up, you know? But like that, I could remember to bring it with me and I don't forget it. Not that, I still forget it. So I just, you know, it's there.
How do you forget the belt?
I don't know. I just forget. You know how many times I've gone to events and they'd be like, Cobra, don't forget your event. And I'm like, I got to bust a U-turn, come back home and get it. Like, I just.
You got to, as soon as you know you're at the event, you just got to put that belt in the car. It's going to be that.
I'm bad.
I don't think I would put that belt down like for a good like 2 months. Like I'm going to the gym with me, we're going to the grocery store, me and the belt going on dates,
everywhere.
Going to the bar, going to Coney Island, we're going everywhere.
Everywhere. Going out with you, I know.
Well, you had two of them, so you like, I don't want this one today. I'll use the other one.
Let me use the other one.
I'm gonna get the good one today.
this is my church belt today.
To the point where my daughter offers, like, okay, I'm gonna take the belt, I'll be carrying around, I'll be behind you. She offers to help me out with it because I forget.
Oh, she should. I would too if I was her. I'd be like, I got your belt, mom. Say less.
Yeah, that's what she does. She's like, I got you, mom. I got you.
Yeah, I was talking to you. You told me the last interview. You're like, listen, my daughter answers my text. She got the text from you, and I just told her to reply. I was like, oh my god, she's got like a secretary daughter and all that stuff.
She's all in one. She's very helpful. I don't know what I'll do without her. Honestly, like, she's very, very helpful. She helps me out a lot.
You guys got a great team over there, and I see it in your posts, your dad's post. Your dad, I would say, he loves my post from 2021.
My dad.
Don Juan.
Don Juan, hey. For real. Yeah, no, honestly, I love my team right now. I mean, it's my son, my little sparring partner, my brothers. My brother, he's actually taking up the role on managing me now. So I think I'm better off with him. I see he's good at what he's doing now. So this is something new for me and my team. My dad is my coach. And then, well, my daughter, my little partner, running partner. And it's just, it's awesome.
The whole family affair over there. I love it. I love
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay.
So, you're moving up in weight now, right? That's the goal.
That's the goal.
All right. So, are you trying to jump right into a title fight, or you want to get your feet wet?
No, there's no need to get my feet wet. I want a title fight. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm confident. I'm ready.
Bro, you hear that?
We're going to interview you every single fight you have, recap it, and then you're going to keep getting a title. That's what's up.
Facts.
First willing, yes.
Yo, I love the confidence, like the pure, like, bro, just bring it on. I'm sick of waiting. Like, I'm here. Just line them up. I'm knocking them down. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's that's really what boxing be missing. Cause honestly, it'd be a lot of talk. And it's just be a lot of talk. Like, cause if it really was what it was, like, Spence Crawford would have got made a while ago. Pacquiao and Mayweather would have fought in their prime. You know what I mean? Andre Ward would have fought Canelo. They would have fought earlier. It just would have been different. And it's like, I like that where it's like, nah, I'm here. I'm ready to go. Let's get it. You feel me? I'm the same way. I called a whole bunch of people out, like 8 of them. One person hit me back up. And you know what? We fighting. You know what I mean? Call my life, beat, boom, boom.
Let's talk about that, bro.
I know. Let's get to that.
Let's get it, bro. So,
in 5 months.
So, La Cobra, as I told you, my co-host here with me, gonna be fighting August 12th. We haven't shared this yet on our show, my friend.
Yeah, we haven't.
No. So, my friend here is taking on a good fighter in Casey Streeter. He's from Maine. He's 10-2, but he's going against Jalen Renard, 9-0. What'd it do?
What'd it do? So, this is my first fight back in like a year. I haven't fought in dumb long. It's my longest layoffs. Whole bunch of, my pops had just passed away too. My grandma just died, everything. So I ain't fought in a minute. So now it's time to like, I've been shook it off, you know what I mean? All the little like, cause big change is a big change, you know what I mean? So like, pops is my coach and anything. So once I had to sit down, step back, got with Yayo, that's my uncle, business as usual, kept it pushing. And honestly, right now, I feel like I'm probably going to be the biggest, strongest, toughest, meanest dude he going to get in the ring with. Because I'm not going out there to outbox him. You know what I mean? I'm going out there to put him to sleep. It's like a completely different mindset than trying to like, all right, bing, 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 and just leave with the win. Now it's like, I gotta put you down. You know what I mean? I can't let no one take nothing from me. I don't got a lot of time left. I just wasted a year. You know what I mean? So now it's like, we on it. Car started. And I'm just ready to go. And homie a good fighter, too. You know what? Like, I called him out. Like, point blank, period. I had a list of names. And he was on there. He was the only one that was like, I think I can beat you. Let's get it on and pop it. So I respect that. Casey Streeter, a real dude for that one. But I mean, in the ring with the wrong one, he should have picked someone else for his comeback. So it is what it is.
So you're trying to go in there to make a statement. You're right?
Yeah, it's funny because like I really don't got nothing to prove, but I got a lot to prove. Everyone's eyes is on me. Everyone's trying to figure out where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? There's a lot of other fighters I've been calling out. That's like, all right, well, what you got, dog? Like, you over here calling big boys out. Like, can you even fight? So I got eyes on me. I talk a lot, too. Like, I don't know if y'all can see this, but, like, I run my mouth. I let everyone know who I think the best is or what I think someone's doing something wrong. So,
oh, not you.
So I can't go out there and lose, you know what I mean? It's like, what you doing? I got no choice but to win, you know what I mean? I got a crib I'm trying to pay for. Got no choice but to win. I got my brother and my sister I'm trying to take care of now. Well, at least my sister I'm trying to take care of now. I got to win, you know what I mean? I got rabbits. They need pellets. I got to win, bro. You know what I mean? Like, ain't no losing. I'm in this. I don't got no safety net no more. So now it's, I got to win.
Yeah.
And I mean, so you're fighting August 12th, Mohegan Sun, one of the biggest casinos in New England, probably on the East Coast too. Tell everybody like ticket sales for you, what they need to do to hit you up, maybe shirts, all that stuff.
Well, ticket sales, you can contact me directly. You feel me on Facebook at Jalen Renard. Facebook.com, Instagram, Boxing's Favorite Boxer, Instagram.com, TikTok at Boxing's Favorite Boxer, or you can also contact my girlfriend, Ziamata, at the Nail Boss. You can also contact my man Maddie C at, I don't know what your stuff is, bro. So just hit Maddie C.
All right, so I have a list. Maddie C Sports for you and me, Instagram, Maddie C 23 Instagram, Matt Cameron Facebook, TikTok. I think it's Matt Cameron, like the rapper Cameron 19 or something.
Damn, and, bro.
What?
Damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, I think my Twitter is Maddie C 23 too. So
I gave up on Twitter, bro. Someone stole my Twitter. I don't even have it no more.
So we're all Instagram there. So yeah. I mean, that's a big event. I mean, if you're not doing anything August 12th with Cobra, you can fly out to Connecticut and come see a good flight.
Right.
I'll give you a free ticket.
I'll think about that. If I'm not in camp by then, I will. I actually have a fight day by then, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah, that's so long away. Like, how do you feel about having long, like, I like having long camps. How do you feel about having long camps?
I want them. I mean, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, my man was telling me he likes a 4-week camp. I like snow fighting. Like, give me like 2 months in advance, 3 months in advance. Like, let me know. Yeah. I like to have a long ass camp.
To me, minimum is like 7-8 weeks. Minimum, I'll do 6, but 6 is not enough for me. I need to mentally and physically prepare myself more mentally, but it's, I need those 8 weeks for sure. I like it.
I agree with that. I don't know. People be bugging. I like to know that my body's rock solid. My mental is focused. I like to know that I done did everything I can possibly do to get ready. And anything else is in God's hands. I don't like any questions.
Yes. Exactly. It's like we go in there and we know we did everything possible. And I mean, if we lose, we did everything what we had to do, you know? But, yeah. I don't even like to give my, like, with my, when my fights are being done, I don't like them telling me, oh, we're still looking for your opponent at a 2-week notice. Like, no, give my opponent the notice. Like, make the fight before and then let me know, because I don't want no saying, oh, Cobra won, but they gave her a 9-day notice to the opponent, a 10-day notice. Like, no, give her what she needs to train so we can have a good fight.
And we can look good. I agree with
you. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't like those 2-3 week notice. Like, no.
Yeah, all right. This shit is annoying. Hold on. Flag on the play. My man's Maddie.
Yeah.
Did you shave?
We're not talking about that. I messed up, bro. And it's not, I'm not happy about it. I ain't happy about it. You know, I was like, oh, man.
I just caught that, yeah.
Look like an idiot. LaCobra, you know me from the long beard, too.
Yeah, it wasn't saying nothing. I thought it was a new look. I mean, I'm not going to.
No, it's no look. It's very sad thing.
You look like a certain actor, bro, and it's bothering me. What actor is it?
So you're 9-0. I'm now 9-1. Like that one that one cut just ruined everything.
I don't know, bad. Like what happened? Like
it's just I cut that? The wrong way and it just like messed it up. What?
Oh, that beating me by the break. bro.
What?
So convincing.
You started freezing. You froze. I couldn't hear anything you were saying. Like as soon as you started to explain it.
It's just I got cut here and I like something happened, I accidentally messed up, and it was a nightmare from there.
Look, okay, bro, it's all that matters.
So, quick thing, LaCobra.
Sleep off again.
Did I freeze again, man?
Yes. No, yeah, here.
Yes, I've been telling you.
All right, so no, you're. So with, you know, Lynn Sandstrom, you know, the girl who was supposed to spar with you.
Oh yes,
Did you see her last fight?
No, I did not get to see it. Something happened, right? It was stopped.
Yeah,
due to a cut.
Yeah, she won that fight. So
yeah, obviously. I didn't get to see it.
Wait, fill me in. Did they stop? Like she beat the opponent, or who got cut?
Charger, please.
What?
A phone from your
what the?
My phone.
iPhone.
I caught that. My phone. Is it the iPhone?
My phone. I only have one phone. I have my tablet here, but it's my phone. All
right. I lost everybody again. The guy who's hosting the show is the worst. But anyways, so La Cobra, yeah, that she won just by knockout, I guess. No, actually, it was a stoppage for that one.
But I thought they had, because he got cut or something, like, so it wasn't be that.
I think it was doctor stoppage, though.
Oh, okay, got it.
I didn't see the fight.
Yeah.
I only paid attention because La Cobra was sparring with her and all that. You guys,
yeah, was it a good fight? Weight class.
Same weight class, yes. Same weight class.
Not no more, you're moving up.
Oh yeah, that's right. Somebody was to call me out at 115, I'll do it.
But, see, that yeah, was fun. It don't matter which weight class. Like, all right, you want some smoke, I got you. You want some smoke, I got you.
Like you said right now, you said something about time is running, or I don't know, something when you were saying about your fight, and it's true. My age, I mean, I don't got no more, a lot of time left, you know? So mm-hmm. Whatever comes and goes. Like, I just want to fight the best, and I want to make a statement out there. Like, I want to be remembered. I just don't want to be like, hey, I was a professional boxer at one time. You know, like, no, I want people to say, hey, damn, that's La Cobra. She fought with this person. She did this and that. I want to be remembered. I just don't want to fight. Just, you know?
Just to fight. I agree with you. I want people to remember me as either, yo, he was a great world champion, or, yo, I want them to be, yo, you remember when Jalen Renard fought so-and-so? That was a crazy ball busted fight. Yes, don't exactly. Bite him like that no more. Like, I want something like that. I want to leave a legacy. Yes. I'm not trying to just be like, ah, oh, yeah, he was a pro fighter. He had some fights, a couple good wins. Like, nah, bro, y'all got to remember me. I'm trying to go into the Hall of Fame around somewhere. You know what I mean? I'm trying to have my dreads flowing somewhere. Like, nah, I got to be remembered.
Yes. So that's what I want. I want to be remembered.
Which she was world champion, so you definitely gotta be remembered. You're already in the history books.
I know, but it's not enough for me.
As it shouldn't. You want to?
I need more. I need. There's more out there. You know, it's not. I'm not halfway. It's not done. I need it.
Yeah, I'll tell that. Did he freeze again?
No, I did not freeze.
Yeah, he did. He's smiling.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't freeze. He's moving out.
So, no. So, I'm seeing it as two people. Imagine you two both on the same top rank card.
That would be fine. Yeah.
I see that happening.
They do that. Just find your hearts out here.
You're both right there. I'm here.
You're right there. Well, she's more than right there. She's a world champion. Like, she can fight. You can fight on any card. That's honestly, like, it doesn't matter. You world champion. I'm like right there. I'm almost there to fight on like a top rank card.
So with the person you call out all the time, Jalen, you still wanna go throw hands?
I mean, homie lost, but I mean, yeah, I'll fight him still. Still a good fight. I kind of want to fight the dude that beat him. You know what I mean? I feel like that's a good win, too. I got to get that dude's name, but I'm down to fight Jahari Tucker. I got to study more the kid that he just fought, though, because Lil Homie could fight. I'm not about to lie. He beat Tucker and he beat Sabalo. So, like, he ain't no slouch. Like, you over here being top, not only top prospects, but, like, Sabalo was, like, ranked number one as an amateur in the country. You know what I mean? So, he could fight. He was Olympic trials, all that. So, he could bang out. He could fight. So, for him to do that, it's like, dude got something. So, I gotta sit down and watch him, see how our styles mesh. But low-key, That's a fight I kind of want too. He already got some losses, but like, I mean, he got two losses. He still got a good record. He's still a strong, tough fighter. So I would definitely like to mix it up with him. And Jahan Tucker is like, I don't really care to fight him now because he lost. But I mean, if they call, yeah, I'll go fight for him. You know what I mean? I'll go put him to sleep real quick.
Punch his clock. That guy smiled. He smiled when he was punching him.
Yeah, yo, the Puerto Rican dude, he was funny, bro. He was like, He literally was letting him know, like, yo, I'm whooping your ass. And, yo, at the end, he said some wild shit in Spanish. I didn't catch all of it, but he pretty much called Jahan Tucker a bitch. Like, that shit was hilarious.
This thing is pissing me off, man.
Where is he?
You back?
I hope so.
Yo, your camera is over here stopping in like the weirdest.
I just gotta keep bobbing and weaving the internet, man. Shit. So, La Cobra, my last question to you, girl, is I know you got one person you want to call out, but any other people you want?
Anybody that's a world champion at 118. Like, that's just, I'm just set at that. I want world championships. So anybody that's carrying a world title, that's who I want to fight. And that's who I'm calling out. The one that I could really remember is Ebony Bridges. I know there's WBC world champion Cobra or La Cobrita. I think they call her La Cobrita. She's due to fight somebody the end of July. So they're doing a unification fight. I think this is the WBO and her with the WBC together. So whoever's the winner of that, I would like to go next. But of course, I need to get in the rankings on that division. So like I said, we're still working on that. But yeah, I'm ready.
I'm watching. Right.
Yeah,
my final question is a training question.
Yes.
What do you feel is good for running, like mile-wise, or even sprint-wise? Like, what do you do? Like, too much, too little? What do you think?
What do you mean, too much, too little?
Like, some fighters say you should run less, sprint more. Some fighters say you should run more miles, just run slower, or sprint the mile.
I say you do more sprints than miles. Usually when I do my miles is more of a like to, you know, to lose weight or whatever, but I do my miles. I do. But to me, the most important thing is sprints. So I never sprint my mile, but I do sprint hills. So I do a lot of sprinting. And okay. not only in pavement, like not, I do road and treadmill sprints. So it's both.
I hate treadmill sprints. Those shit.
Me too. I hate it, but they have me doing them, and they've been working, so I keep doing it. But I hate it. I know when I'm gonna do it is like I'm hating like the time. Like I just want it to be over.
Yeah. The sprints I do, I run a quarter mile, and I do it like either I do the whole track, I got to do it in under a minute, or I do do it on treadmill. If I do it on the treadmill, though, I got to run around twice.
Mm.
And that's what be fucking me up.
Yeah, no, I hill, sprint. I changed my when I run, I like I change it all the time. So I either sprint the hills or I run my hills or like I change it up. So everything, I don't know, but sprints. I love sprints because I see how it works. I see, yeah, results.
This is about to be a sprint camp for me. I'm going to do a lot of sprints this camp. Yo, it's taking it right from the champ. So appreciate yes. that.
And then one last thing. My son, same thing this tournament. I had him doing a lot of sprints versus, he does his miles as well, but I had him doing sprints and he said he did not get tired at all. Like he felt really, really good. So it shows results. Try it.
Definitely about to try it. Maybe next time we can get her and her son on here.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. And also, La Cobra, shout out to you because I saw you on that Everlast stuff. I saw you.
Oh, I know.
I was like, oh, shit, that's La Cobra. There she is.
That's fire.
She's all over Facebook and Instagram and shit. I was like, oh, my God, that's La Cobra.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But they got me like in another, like I knew they were coming, but I don't think I was well rested the night before. So I kind of, I don't know. But yeah, that was pretty cool.
And I think I get a percent off just from clicking on that page.
You got what?
I think you get a percent off if you click on the Everlast page with your picture on it.
Oh, really?
The Everlast stuff, I think.
I might go buy some shoes then.
I don't need any. I don't fight.
I need some shoes.
Their shoes are pretty comfortable.
Yeah, they. As a matter of fact, I had to see some kids sparring a pair of Everlast, and it was like it was white, red, and orange. Weird ass colors, but for some reason they went really, really well together. I have to buy those.
Well, to me, as always, La Cobra, this is always a great thing. And I can't sign a contract with you, but I'll interview you after every fight. I appreciate you always coming on.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
You're always a cool lady to talk to. Now your son's rising up. We'll have to talk to him too.
Yeah. For sure.
Thanks. That'd be cool. Wait, Maddie. Let me say the go home phrase.
I didn't tell you not to.
I'm going to say the go-home phrase. All right. Well, I'm boxing's favorite boxer, Jalen Renard. That's my main man, Maddie C. That's the champ, La Cobra Louise. This is 15th Round Podcast. And good night, Sadie. That's a wrap, man.
Thanks for watching Maddie C's Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Maddie C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Maddie C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Maddie C's Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One pun, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Vertebra, the heat is up, extinguisher. I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any given surface, silent, callous, simple.